From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. When part of a refinery exploded in South Philly last month...
Take a look at this video. A fire breaking out and a massive explosion at Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery in Philadelphia.
Dramatic Everyone footage. Understandably focused on the giant fireball it produced.
Sending massive flames and plumes of smoke into the air.
But it turns out the accident could have released something even more dangerous. A gas called hydrogen fluoride, or HF. It's also sometimes referred to as hydrofluoric acid. And it has the potential to kill millions of people. That's right, millions.
The people who are exposed to this stuff die horribly.
A large quantity of HF was moved at the last minute by a quick-thinking worker at the refinery. But why aren't more people aware of just how dangerous this stuff is? And could public backlash push the refining industry to stop using it? Today on The Why, chemical reaction. Susan Phillips covers energy for State Impact Pennsylvania. So Susan, what exactly is hydrofluoric acid?
So hydrofluoric acid, it's one of the most dangerous industrial chemicals in use today. It's often also used not just in refining operations, but in refrigeration, in the production of electronics. It's one of the few substances in the world that can actually etch glass.
Oh, wow.
So that's how powerful it is. So in the case of a refinery, it's used in what's called an alkylation unit. And it's used as a catalyst, something that turns one substance into another through a chemical reaction. In this case, the alkylation units at Philadelphia Energy Solution and other refineries use hydrofluoric acid to turn gasoline products like butane, propane, isobutane into high-octane fuel.
Susan, there was this experiment in Nevada in the 1980s about how hydrofluoric acid acts when it's released. Can you just tell me about that?
Sure. Yeah. So back in 1986, Amoco was expanding one of its refineries down in Texas, and they were going to use hydrogen fluoride as the catalyst in that alkylation unit down there. And their proposal was to use ponds, to build ponds, as a way to mitigate in case there was a leak. The regulators down in Texas sort of said, well, we're not sure that that'll work. You need to prove to us that this will work. So they went, and a group of oil companies actually paid Lawrence Livermore Labs out in Nevada to do the experiments. And Ron Koopman, who I spoke to.
I'm retired from Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory.
He ran this set of experiments out in the desert, you know, same place where there's nuclear tests that happen.
Involved a tanker truck load of hydrofluoric acid, 5,000 gallons.
You can see this online on a video, and they had were able to put a leak into the truck and release this gas. It became a gas when it was released.
I think our largest release was 1,000 gallons from that 5,000.
And what really shocked them is you can see this really thick white clouds of poisonous gas just billow and increase in size and then just make a beeline through the desert, basically. I mean, it moved really fast.
So this cloud is like expanding and moving, what, like across the ground in
the
desert?
Yes, and hugging the ground.
Suddenly we had information that didn't exist before as to how far this toxic cloud can travel, and that's how we learned that it was capable of continuing traveling downwind as a toxic cloud for miles.
And why did that shock them? What was scary about like that outcome of the experiment?
They had expected a different reaction that wouldn't have shown how dangerous this would be to people living near a facility or even the workers in the facility.
I wouldn't live there. I mean, I can say without any doubt at all that I would not live there.
Because if you had been in that cloud as it was released, you would have died.
You said this is one of the most hazardous chemicals out there. What exactly happens when it comes in contact with a person?
If the contact is a high enough concentration, it can cause burns to the skin. It can cause internal burns.
It penetrates the skin and it goes for the bones and it reacts with the calcium in the bones.
It can, you know, irritate the eyes, nose, throat, gets into the lungs. It can cause blindness, and in certain doses, it can cause death.
It is a horrible death that should be avoided at most any cost.
So when you started looking into how hydrofluoric acid was used in refineries, one of the most startling things you found was this worst-case scenario, which is part of a risk plan that refineries are required to write up. Can you just describe what the worst-case scenarios for these refineries that use HF was?
We got this information. We, you know, made an online map, interactive map on our website to show people what these worst-case scenarios are, because we don't just have Philadelphia Energy Solutions as a refinery in this region. Monroe Energy has a refinery in Trainer, Delaware County. There's the Paulsboro refinery over in Paulsboro in New Jersey. And then there's the Delaware City refinery. Delaware City does not use hydrogen fluoride, but the refinery in Trainer and the refinery in Paulsboro do. In the case of the Philadelphia Energy Solutions refinery, they said that the toxic cloud would travel 7 miles.
7 miles, that's pretty much across the city.
Yes, and it could impact more than a million people. Where the Trainer facility and the Paulsboro facility, their worst case scenario have leaks of HF that would travel 19 miles. So in those cases, it could impact 3 million people.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with State Impact Pennsylvania energy reporter Susan Phillips about hydrogen fluoride, also known as hydrofluoric acid, or HF. There have been actual releases of hydrofluoric acid over the years, right?
Yes. In fact, there was one at the same exact unit that blew up back in June. In 2009, there were some contract workers working specifically on that unit when there was a leak, and there were 4 people sent to a hospital.
And there have been a couple really close calls in other places in the country, right?
There have, especially within the last couple of years. So there was one out in Torrance, California.
Tonight, investigators on the scene of a massive explosion at an oil refinery in Southern California.
And a huge piece of equipment, I think it was like an 80-ton piece of equipment, got blown up into the air and landed within 5 feet of the hydrofluoric acid tank.
No harmful air emissions have been detected, but officials did issue a smoke advisory.
The other incident happened about a year ago in Superior, Wisconsin, where, again, there was an explosion.
Sending a plume of smoke high into the sky.
And in that case, the authorities in Superior, Wisconsin, decided to evacuate the town, or at least part of the town. And both these incidents sort of have raised awareness locally in those areas where there's been this push to ban HF.
Is there any kind of plan for communities that's conveyed to the communities around them what to do in the case of a disaster?
No, the communities don't know anything about that. And if you think about it, if an accident happened at a nuclear facility, residents tend to have on hand potassium iodide pills, which you're supposed to take to neutralize any impacts of the radiation. In this case, residents really don't have anything.
What does the industry say about using hydrofluoric acid?
A couple things. One thing they say is that, you know, they've had a good track record, that there is safety standards that they follow that have been created by the American Petroleum Institute. They are voluntary safety standards. And they also say that hydrofluoric acid is used in a lot of industrial operations, not just refineries, and refineries make up a very small portion of the use of hydrogen fluoride.
It's a little misleading to say, you know, where is most of it used.
Daniel Horowitz, who is a, you know, used to work at the Chemical Safety Board, sort of called that out as, you know, sort of a false argument, because
I think in the case of refrigeration, the HF is being converted on into other substances like refrigerants that don't carry the same risk. So often that argument is made to sort of downplay the risks from refineries, and I don't think that's an appropriate argument.
Are there alternatives to hydrofluoric acid being explored?
So there is sulfuric acid, which is not as dangerous. There is another alternative that actually the same chemical company that makes hydrofluoric acid, Honeywell, has come up with. It's much less dangerous, and that's what a lot of people are pushing for. It's being used, I think, as in a pilot project at a refinery in Utah, and they also just announced that it's going to be used at a refinery in China.
Refiners, a few of them, are moving in the right direction away from this chemical that can get out of refineries and inflict a lot of harm on the public.
Susan, no one has talked about a release of hydrofluoric acid from the PES refinery explosion. Are we sure there wasn't a release of HF?
I don't think so. I mean, what we've been told originally was that none of the instruments picked it up. Now we're hearing, oh, maybe an instrument did pick it up, but
Wait, there's a possibility that there was a release?
Well, nobody is saying any dangerous levels of hydrofluoric acid escaped, right? There was nobody who's injured. There was nobody who died. I think the larger question now is, were those instruments that they used to detect it, to see whether it was released or not, were they adequate? Because a lot of scientists and public health advocates in the city right now are saying they weren't. They're saying that the city and the state and the refinery weren't really prepared to figure out, well, is there hydrofluoric acid being released? And the next step is, well, what do we do with that information? And I think that one of the things that Ron Koopman, this is the man who did the experiments in the Nevada desert, has told me is that one of the reasons he thinks that there haven't been, you know, really deadly or dangerous releases of hydrofluoric acid is because when it is accompanied by these explosions, like the explosion at the alkylation unit, the explosion itself is going to push that hydrofluoric acid up into the air if it's there.
So right? It won't be this cloud hovering over the ground.
Right. And it was a windy day, so it eventually may have been up there, but it was dispersed in such a way that it didn't poison anybody.
So the PES refinery is shutting down. Does that mean that we're safe now?
Well, remember, there's these two other refineries in the area, Monroe Energy and Trainer, and the PBF energy plant refinery in Paulsboro. And both of those refineries use hydrofluoric acid as a catalyst in their alkylation units. So if there were a leak from either one of those units, it would still impact, could possibly impact millions of people.
Why do you think more people aren't talking about the potential hazards of HF, especially because we have a neighborhood right next to this refinery? We have, you know, a lot of neighborhoods that are well within this worst case scenario circumference. I mean, an entire city and far beyond. Why aren't we talking about this more?
I think some people are talking about it. I think that if in any of these cases where, like what happened in June here in Philadelphia, or what happened in Wisconsin, or what happened in Torrance, California, actually resulted in injuries, I think people would be talking about it more. It's not that there haven't been injuries at these refineries and people haven't been exposed to hydrofluoric acid, but no large groups of people have. Nobody outside of refineries have been exposed. So despite the fact that there are people out there sort of raising these red flags and saying this is dangerous, we should do something about this, I think that oftentimes, unless people, you know, see that happening right in front of them, they're not going to feel like they have to take action. But I think if you look at what the regulators are doing, for instance, the Chemical Safety Board, a couple weeks before the explosion at the Philadelphia Energy Solutions, they did send a letter to the Environmental Protection Agency saying to them, hey, you need to take a look at the use of hydrofluoric acid at refineries because there's been these near misses over the past couple of years, and this is a really dangerous substance.
Susan, thank you.
You're welcome.
The Why is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Colinari. Tweet me at Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.